Are you looking for some encouragement and motivation to tackle a few things that you just haven't taken the time to do, but want and need to do? Well, stay tuned. We have some fun things coming your way on the Itsy Pitsy editions of the Hungarian Living Podcast. Well, hello. Welcome to the Hungarian Living Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Szabó-Vas. Our goal is to discover, celebrate, and share Hungarian heritage and encourage you to do it too. We'll touch on food, travel, history, music, language, genealogy, and share stories from our guests. We're glad you're here. This is a podcast where we'll explore Hungarian heritage in a variety of ways. We'll introduce you to some fun people and organizations who love their Hungarian heritage and share some great resources with you so you can get connected to your Hungarian heritage in a deeper way. So whether you know a little or a lot about being Hungarian, this is the place to be. Hey everyone, welcome to the Hungarian Living Podcast. We are doing something new and we hope you'll join us. We will be releasing some itsy bitsy podcasts, as in super short ones, that involve a quick challenge in a variety of topic areas. So let's get started. These are itsy bitsy podcasts because itsy bitsy is a fun Hungarian phrase that has made its way into the English language here and there. And these itsy bitsy podcasts will be quick bits of encouragement to get started down the path of digging into some things that relate to Hungarian heritage. So, if you are ready to learn more, keep listening. Today is part one of the Itsy Pitsy edition of the Hungarian Living Podcast on getting started with genealogy. There will be several Itsy Pitsy assignments relating to genealogy, and if you take a few moments to write down the answers, when you are all done, you will have laid some important groundwork for your genealogy research. You will have documented what you already know, and in the process, you will have a better sense of what you might need to know, but you don't know yet. Whether or not you're into genealogy, there are some things you should write down for other generations. If you don't have kids or siblings, it is still important. Why? Because you probably have first, second, or third cousins or other family members who may need or want the information. They just don't know it yet. And let me tell you, no one knows your own family details like you do. But even if there is no one else in your family to share the information with, your story is still important. If you aren't much into this kind of stuff, don't worry. There will be more Itsy Pitsy podcasts on other topics. But for now, find a notebook or start a document on your computer and answer the following questions. And you might consider inviting a family member along on this journey. You can encourage each other to answer the questions and share them with one another. And the best news is that this is not limited to Hungarian heritage. The questions here apply to anyone who wants to get a start on recording more about their family details. First question, what is your full name? Question number two, what are your parents' full names? Question number three, if you have siblings, what are their full names? Question number four, if you have children, what are their full names? And question number five, if you have a spouse, what is their full name? And that is it for today. See, this isn't necessarily too complicated. It's a start. And now that you have started, keep listening to future episodes for the next assignments. Keep this notebook or document handy because we will be adding to it in upcoming episodes. It is okay if you don't know every answer to every question. Write down what you do know and figure out who knows the other answers. Ask them and then write those answers down. All this information will give you a head start when you or someone else starts looking around for family information. This is a great cooperative project, so invite others in your family to listen and make their contribution. If you're a pro at genealogy and already have all of this information written down, woohoo! Give yourself a high five. Be sure to check out thehungarianstore.com for more resources as you explore your Hungarian heritage. And stay tuned for part two of the Itsy Pitsy edition of the Hungarian Living Podcast on getting started with genealogy. Do you want to learn the Hungarian language, Hungarian history, or learn how to research the Hungarian side of your family? We've got you covered. Check out all our learning opportunities as well as meaningful books and gifts at thehungarianstore.com. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the Hungarian Living Podcast, please share it with someone you know who loves their Hungarian heritage. If you own a business and would like to talk about sponsoring an episode of the podcast, please contact us at podcast@hungarianliving.com for more information. Special thanks to Stephen Cicek and the Animal Cannibals for the show music. Check out our show notes for links to resources mentioned in this episode. If you have a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you. We'll catch you next time.